Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, Chapel Hill lost a good friend last month, but up until a few weeks ago, Bob Patton, at 91 years old, seemed to be everywhere, helping, encouraging, especially honoring and remembering our veterans. Well, 68 years ago today, on May 2nd, 1945, the war in Europe was racing towards an end, and General George Patton's Third Army was chasing the broken German forces into Austria. And there was a young North Carolinian, also named Patton, Staff Sergeant Robert Patton. And he and other soldiers of the 65th Infantry Division were poised on the banks of the Inn River, waiting for orders to cross that river and secure the small town of Scharding in Austria. Bob Patton and his comrades had to make a dangerous crossing in small pontoon boats and rafts, and they lost 9 of their fellow American soldiers to that surging river. But once on the other side, the Americans quickly overran the local resistance of the militia and Nazi youth, those who were left in place to fight alone as the regular German forces had abandoned the village in a headlong retreat. Having conquered Scharding, Robert Patton's unit rushed forward in pursuit and participated in the liberation of the Mauthausen concentration camp just a few days before the final German surrender on May 8, 1945. That Battle of Scharding, well, it might have been a lost memory in the wartime experiences of the greatest generation, except for something that Bob Patton did years later. Once the war was over, Patton's mother packed up his uniform and carefully stored it in the attic in Rutherfordton. When she died in 1993, Patton found his World War II uniform neatly stored in the attic where she had carefully placed it so long ago. Patton took it to his own attic in Chapel Hill, where it remained until, well, that's the rest of the story. A few years ago, Patton and other members of that 65th Division retraced their wartime movements and revisited Scharding, where local officials greeted them warmly and proudly showed them their town museum on the old Scharding Castle grounds. When one of the officials asked Patton if he could help them secure an American uniform to add to their collection of World War II material, Patton offered his own and later delivered it in person at which time the mayor and the museum director and many other local officials and a uniformed honor guard escorted Patton to the Castle Museum for a celebration and ceremony. So unlike the uniforms of so many veterans, which seem to just fade away and disappear over time, Patton's uniform is secure, safe in the hands of the former enemies in Scharding, who, like Patton's many friends in Chapel Hill, will remember this wonderful man whose generous spirit blessed us all. This is D.G. Martin.